Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Yay! This is going to be so much fun. You know why? Because I am sharing with you today my top five self-coaching tools to raise my energy vibration. In other words, these top five self-coaching tools are, imagine that you get to open up your toolbox every time you feel stressed or anxious or lacking clarity or lacking certainty. Anytime you're feeling out of balance or out of alignment with your mission, who you're here to be, where you want to be, with your intention, all of it. Because we're humans, it happens so often that we just fall out of balance, right? You've probably heard the work-life balance and the desire to be more in balance and have a beautiful equilibrium between the time you spend at work and the time you spend at home and for yourself. Well, when it comes to living a life in alignment, when it comes to flexing that soul connection muscle and being your own inner guide, to me, what's really important is that I keep opening that toolbox of self-coaching tools so that I myself can rely on myself at any moment of every day. And of course, I get to tap into the support of my coaches. And I wouldn't be a coach if I didn't have a coach. So if it's the first time that we're meeting, my name is Claudia Sam. I'm your soul connection coach, and I support passionate, driven leaders and guides who know deep down inside of themselves that they're here to be leaders and guides and to live life from their passions. And I support people like you, perhaps, who feel like, yeah, I want to live life from my passions, but I don't really know how that works and how to find that alignment with who I'm here to be, with my purpose, with fulfillment. I don't know where to start. So I created the Tune In Method to help you, to help my clients be confident with who they are. I support people who are driven and ambitious and who know that they get to believe in themselves because all of the answers, all of the tools are right there in your body. Yes, it's true. And as a coach, I wanted to share with you my definition of what coaching is. How and what am I using coaching for? So that you can step into this Be Happy Now show episode with a little bit more clarity about, okay, but what is coaching really helpful for? And in what ways can soul connection coaching help me with? And by the way, soul connection coaching is something that I created for myself and for my business. And here's my definition of coaching. It is to be inspired by your own inner self, capital S self, as you flex your soul connection muscle and choose to align with what feeds your beingness consistently. Let me say that again. My definition of coaching is that coaching is a way to be inspired by your own inner self as you flex your soul connection muscle and choose to align with what feeds your beingness consistently. As humans, we often, yes, we are human beings. And what happens is that we are so often out of the being. We are often in the go, 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 right? In the, okay, I'm going to go through my to-do list and I'm going to tick all of these things off of my list and I'm going to go fast and I'm going to ride the waves of life and I'm just going to keep forcing and pushing through until I get to my goal. Just saying that feels so constrictive and tight and tense. I prefer to lead life from a flowy, abundant, open, receptive, hopeful, expansive, spacious place. Doesn't that feel nice? Just to feel that there's actually another way to live life. We don't need to keep going down the same do, go, go, go road. We get to be at choice. We are empowered human beings who get to choose when we are in doing mode and when we are in being mode. And I work with coaches on my business, on my life, on shifting my mindset. And the way I really love to see coaching and what I bring to the table with my clients is that I offer them a shift in their being, a shift in their perspective from operating in a doing way to operating now from a way that aligns them with their purpose, with their soul mission. My soul mission is to help empowered leaders and guides to speak up, to stand up for themselves, to lead the way in a way that expands humanity in believing in themselves, in remembering that all the tools are indeed in their own toolbox, in their body. Their ability to change their own life is theirs and it belongs to them. So my soul's mission is to help beings who want to be helped, who want to be leaders and guides and lead with their passions outside of the box of the doing, outside of the rules that, oh, you have to live life this way to be successful, and oh, you have to do this thing and make this decision because it makes sense and because it's the quote unquote right thing to do. My soul's mission is to step out of that and let it be okay, to step out of the doing and let the beingness be so enough that we don't need to change who we are, but we get to ride the waves of life with who we are, in alignment with who we are. Have you ever made a decision or said yes to something that just felt so draining? Have you ever been in a situation where you stretched yourself and you made an energy choice of like, yeah, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to help this person show up for them. And in the end, you just felt like you crossed your boundaries. Like it didn't fully feel right, but you did it because you thought that that was the right thing to do, to be a good person, to show up and be there for the other person is the definition that you've been leading life as this is the way to be a good human. Maybe. That's how I thought of it. That's how I saw, for example, being successful. I thought I had to get perfect grades in school and get the perfect job even before I got out of school, which is what happened for me. And I thought that to be happy and successful, I needed to get that vehicle, that perfect car that was really like the brand that everyone likes. And yeah, I thought that to be happy, I needed to wear branded clothes. And I thought that I needed to go up the corporate ladder and be a manager and be at the top of the corporate chain. That's what my vision of success and happiness was. And to be fully honest with you, it was for a period of time, it served me. Until I noticed that it was no longer in alignment with that soul mission of mine. I was not being the inner guide that I am now. I was not letting my soul and my intuition and my heart lead the way. Rather, I was letting the ego, the mind, the thoughts, the old beliefs, the conditioning lead the way to happiness and success. And I'm not saying this to say that, oh, an ego-driven life is bad and, oh, an intuition-led life is better. What I'm offering up here, what I'm serving up in this space for expansion with you is that we get to be at choice. We get to choose whether we want to live life and lead life in either or both ways, which brings me to share with you the first of my top five self-coaching tools. They're in no particular order than in the order I thought of them and probably in the order that I actually use them in my life. One of the top five self-coaching tools that I use to raise my energy vibration and get out of the doing and more into my being is to notice where my energy is focused, like where my thoughts and my actions are focused, and make an empowered decision to choose where I spend my energy, where I spend my thoughts. Do I choose to focus on thoughts that are harmful? That, for example, do I choose to believe that to be successful, I need to have this perfect title at my job? Or, and so the first in this self-coaching tool in the making an empowered choice, the first step here is to be aware, oh, right, I'm believing that to be successful, I need to have this title at my job. That's step one, awareness of the belief, for example. Once I'm aware of the belief, oh, then I get to make an empowered decision. I choose, do I want to light that fire? Do I want to ignite this fire of this belief? Do I want to keep that car, that engine running? Do I want to keep this belief alive? Yes or no? And if it's yes, great. Then we are making an empowered decision that we are choosing to light, to keep this engine of that belief running. And we're no longer a victim of it. This is what coaching for me has helped me, and what I'm also helping my clients with, to even be aware of the belief that might be in your blind spot. Because we go through life with all these beliefs that make us make decisions, or rather that ride the show of our decisions, run the show of our decisions. We make decisions based on beliefs we have. So when we are on the go, 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 and the do, 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 and we're like in this spinning wheel of just taking recurring actions of the same things, they're based from the same beliefs, it can be difficult to see in the blind spot of, oh, what is the belief that's driving this decision? Like, what is the fire igniter? Well, as a coach, this is one of my superpowers, to help you see what's in your blind spot. And one of the most powerful things that I've learned through coaching my clients and through being coached is that there is so much power in letting the coachee have this realization. So if you and I were in a coaching call, for example, and I see what's in your blind spot, my job is not to go in front of your intuition and say, did you know that this is in your blind spot? Unless you give me permission. But you, as the coachee, get to make this discovery on your own so that it is even more powerful. And I mean, it goes both ways. Sometimes in my client calls, I will ask them, I see something in your blind spot. Do you have an idea of what it could be? Or we make our way through the conversation so that they make the awareness on their own. And if it feels like there is spaciousness for it to arise, I ask for permission and I say, would you want to know what's possibly in your blind spot? And then you get to choose if that feels right, if that feels true for you or not. As a coach, my job is not to now show you the quote unquote right way, because there is no right way. There is your way. You are being your own inner guide. So let me share with you again my definition of coaching. It is to be inspired by your own inner self as you flex your soul connection muscle and choose to align with what feeds your beingness consistently. So one of my five top self-coaching tools to raise my vibration is to make an empowered decision where I spend my energy. So I'm curious to know if you are willing to take that on as one of the self-coaching tools, and just to notice, oh, this is where I'm focusing my energy, my thoughts, my actions, my beliefs. And am I making a choice? Am I giving myself permission to spend my energy on something else? You're listening to the Be Happy Now show with your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam, and we've just explored one of my top five self-coaching tools to raise my energy vibration. And we're about to enter in the four other ones. And if ever you want to know more about soul connection coaching questions, and if you'd like to gain more clarity about where you stand in my tune-in method to help you flex your soul connection muscle and be your own inner guide, if you'd like to tune in to the heart and out of the mind and lead more from a place of fulfillment and soul alignment and purpose, then go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com, click on the Start Here button, and you will receive my free 3-step audio guide to put yourself first. And if that's like, great, yep, but you want more and you want to get on a heart-to-heart, I'd love to get to meet you and just have this conversation. Very, very chilled. You get to go to this site. It's TuneInMethod.com. So TuneInMethod.com, and click on any of the Say Yes to Yourself buttons so that you can book a free 20-minute clarity call with me. Let's get back to our topic today of the 5 self-coaching tools to raise my energy vibration that I'm offering and serving up for you as an opportunity to coach yourself through the day-to-day. Now, the second thing I talked about, making an empowered decision to spend energy on something or not to spend it on that. And the other thing that I like to tap into is this: focusing on what is working instead of on what is not. So what that means is that sometimes when we have a goal, so for example, I'm going to use my own goal in my business to fulfill my life's mission. I would want all of the leaders and guides in the world that align with, that want to align with their soul, to be part of my offers and to be in my community. I have this big vision where I see all these people that are together, gathering together. And so sometimes my ego will look at, ooh, how many people have joined my group this time? Or, ooh, how many listens to this meditation did I get? It can be so easy to focus on the, oh, I got one unsubscribe right now, instead of the, oh, great, I get more people who are aligned with my message in my community. Instead of focusing on what is not working, are you willing to focus on what is, and to step into thoughts like, what if it works out? What if, for example, for me, it just takes one person to feel so aligned with my message for the ripple effect to begin? When you are looking to change jobs, for example, and step into your passions and lead life more from your intuition, there can be times when you feel like you're back in this anxious, kind of depressed mode, and you might feel like, oh, it's not working. Depending on the age that you have, you've been living all these amounts of years, all these years, not necessarily in alignment with the soul, with the intuition, with the heart. So of course the ego is more prominent. Of course the head and the mind and the logistical and the fears, they're just more present. They're driving the car, really, of your life. And now what we're doing when we are entering coaching, with me anyways, and in my environment and with my coaches, is that we get to choose if we want the soul to lead instead, if we want the what if it works out energy, and the yes, I get to choose to see what's working. You know, when a plant is growing, there are many weeks during which the roots are growing underneath the soil, and you are not seeing nor reaping the benefits of the plant until the fruit appears, right? So it's a process and it's a progress. So instead of dragging the energy down to, oh, it's not working, what if it's not working? Choose to focus on what is working and step into the, what if it works out? What if I meet that perfect person? What if I feel even more inspired? What if I open myself up to all these beautiful possibilities? What if it's even more magical than I've ever imagined? Right? And I invite you to notice the energy, the spaciousness that you get to embody as you feel into this, right? If I say, oh, it's not working. Why is it not working? Why am I not feeling better? Ugh. Like even just my body language, I'm like slouching and my voice just goes lower. And feel this in your body. What if it works out? What if you are open-hearted and you live life in harmony and life is peaceful and easy? Can you feel like the smile and the energy in my voice? My body, my shoulders are opened up. My chest feels buoyant and open as well. That is what you get to choose to step into. Focus on what is working instead of on what is not. So that's the second of my top 5 self-coaching tools to raise my energy vibration. Mostly from ugh to yay. The third of my top 5 self-coaching tools is to pause and be, to breathe instead of go and do. You see, there's a different energy, right? When we pause, we be, we breathe. Do that with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. Instead of go and do. Yeah, let's do that again. I'm not going to do the instead of go and do so that it doesn't create stress in no one's body right now. We pause and we be and breathe. Take a breath in. And out breath. How different do you feel in your body after these three breaths? I don't know about you, but I feel more grounded. I feel more present. I feel like already the way I want to speak is more eloquent and slower and just nicer, more open and abundant. Pausing and breathing are huge between meetings. Now that many people have started to work from home, I know that for some of my clients, I'm an executive coach for a beautiful company, and they have meetings back to back to back. And sometimes, you know, they end their meeting at 01 and the other meeting was supposed to start at 00. So they're not pausing and breathing because there's a belief that's being entertained that if they're not on time, that they can't pause and breathe even for their three breaths. We get to look at, okay, what entertains that belief? And in what ways can we honor the boundaries to maybe stop the meeting 1 minute before it's meant to be over so that pausing and breathing can be possible? You get to consistently choose to be in your beingness and recognize your limits, recognize your boundaries. Yeah. So you make these decisions. Pausing and breathing takes seconds to invite more expansion and spaciousness in your body, in your day, in the way you make decisions, in the way you show up for people you love. The fourth of my top five self-coaching tools to raise my energy vibration is that sometimes the mind or the doing part of me thinks there's another better way to be, thinks that there's another better thing to do, that there's something needing to be fixed, modified, or shifted. And what I am choosing to tap into is this. Let it be okay. Let it be okay. Let it be okay, and let it be enough. What you did before this moment, you cannot change. What will happen in the future, you cannot control. What you do have control over right now is how you feel in this body in this moment. So pause and breathe. Are you willing to let what you did and what you are about to do be enough? Course correcting, editing, changing little bits of details engages or allows the fire of the perfectionism alive. It keeps the fire of perfectionism alive. And when we are self-coaching, when we are wanting to flex our soul connection muscle and align more with our soul's mission, we get to be okay and enough just as we are. So let it be okay. Let it be enough. You pause and you breathe and we move on. Yeah? So the fifth final top five self-coaching tools I use to raise my energy vibration is that I remember what is the decision that I'm about to make, whether it's taking an action, reading my emails, going to take a shower, whether it's changing jobs or taking on a new client, or it can be life-changing decisions and it can be little decisions. Is this in service of what, actually? What is this in service of? Is this in service of my soul, of my heart? Is this in service of my intuition, of my inner knowing? Is this in service of how I want to live my life in alignment with my soul? Is this in alignment with the empowered decisions I want to make? Is this in service of focusing on what's working? Is this in service of the pausing and breathing? Is this in service of the let it be enough? I am enough as I am. Or is this decision I'm about to make not in service of that? And therefore, maybe it's in service of my ego needing reassurance. Maybe it's in service of my ego feeling overwhelmed and needing to ground. And that, so this is also okay. Is the decision in service of feeling like I can honor the gazillion ideas I have? Is this in service of my ego feeling like it's not good enough and wanting to just feel worthy and getting a hug and a tap on the shoulder, like, good job? Because the ego doesn't have to be bad. We're not here to shame or put down the ego. And rather, we're just here on this journey called life to live the way we want to live, because we are an empowered being and we get to choose. So the last of my top five self-coaching tools is this in service of my soul, or is this in service of my ego? And I kind of did a little recap with you as I shared the is this in service of. So I hope that you have caught that on as we are about to close our Be Happy Now show episode for today. Let's take one cleansing breath together, shall we, to ground into the new raised energy vibration with this new filled toolbox that you just filled up for yourself, that you stepped into. So exhale everything. Inhale through the nose, inflate the belly, the lower back, the chest, the upper back, raise the breath up to the crown of the head, open the mouth and sigh. Thank you so very much for choosing you, for choosing to look into ways to raise your energy vibration. Thank you for allowing me to be your guide so that you can be your own inner guide. And if you want more day-to-day coaching, I have a beautiful soul connector circle space that by listening to this Be Happy Now show, you get 50% off on your first month. So hop over to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the code RADIO50 to benefit from that. And FYI, if you want to join me for a free self-care challenge, we start Monday, April 25th for a live slowdown and de-stress opportunity to boost your energy and morning routine. Just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/live-challenge. I know those are a lot of links, but thank you for receiving what resonates with you and for leaving out the rest. Have a beautiful rest of your day. May you tune in to the many insights, and may your energy vibrate to the frequency you want to live on. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.